Democratic presidential hopefuls are campaigning all over New Hampshire, and they're spending a lot of time in areas once considered Republican strongholds. The candidates are hoping to capitalize on a demographic shift underway in rural New Hampshire, one that could have big political implications. NHPR's Sarah Gibson visited the traditionally Republican town of Wolfboro in Carroll County to see what's changing.
Thank you all so much for coming out.
On a snowy Saturday night, over 600 people are waiting in line to see Mayor Pete Buttigieg. Patricia Pistel chairs her local Democratic committee. She says 10 years ago, Carroll County Democrats couldn't have imagined a crowd this big.
There was an old saying of it takes some courage to be a Carroll County Democrat because there were so few of us. And now there's a lot of us.
A lot is relative. Carroll County leans Republican, but in the last 20 years, the number of registered Democrats here has nearly doubled, while the number of registered Republicans has been relatively stable. Many attribute this in part to liberal retirees like Pistel, who moved here 14 years ago.
And it's beautiful, and many people pay lots of money to come here, but it's a great place to retire.
Newcomers from out of state are driving population growth in Carroll County. Nearly 70% of residents here were born outside of New Hampshire, and plenty bring their politics with them. One of them is Christian Budman, who moved here with his family 12 years ago.
The upside is I get to live in a beautiful place like Wolfboro, in the middle of the woods, next to a beautiful lake, and do what I used to do in Los Angeles, which is terrific.
What he does, by the way, is run a visual effects company. He helped make the special effects for the hit HBO series Game of Thrones from his lake house. A series of reports from the Carsey School of Public Policy at UNH finds that more people are moving to places like Carroll County for the lifestyle and to retire. These migration hotspots tend to have natural beauty, amenities, and outdoor activities. They're called recreational counties. Carroll County, with its lakes and ski resorts, is a perfect example.
Essentially, in a recreation county, the entire economy, or a good bit of it, is based around people having fun.
That's Dante Scala, a political scientist at UNH who researches voting demographics in the state. He says the growth in recreational and rural counties is changing New Hampshire's political map.
The old style Yankee Republican, frugal conservative, you know, they're passing away. And that Yankee Republican is being replaced by, say, a baby boomer who always voted faithfully Democratic in the state of New Jersey, and now they've moved up here to New Hampshire, and there's another registered Democrat on the books.
And that's starting to have an impact on election results. Edith Damaris, a Democratic representative from Wolfboro, has been spearheading party operations here for the last 20 years. In the 2018 election, Democrats in Carroll County won big.
Everything north of Ossipee, all of the local state representatives are now Democratic for the first time ever. And when I won my election, I was the first in over 100 years, the first Democrat in Wolfboro.
I tried to check Damaris's claim and couldn't find records going back 100 years, but she is the first Democratic representative from Wolfboro in at least half a century. Damaris attributes some of her success to the increase in liberal retirees, but she also says she got support from longtime independents and Republicans who still identify as conservative but feel a rift with the Republican Party over President Trump. Now that she's a state rep, Damaris is making sure Wolfboro is a stop on the presidential campaign trail. So far, she and other local party leaders have brought 8 Democratic presidential candidates to town.
And we've made a major effort to reach out to them and tell them. I mean, they might win by 1,000 votes, and that 1,000 votes can come from Wolfboro.
But Republican Senator Jeb Bradley of Wolfboro says Democrats might be overestimating their momentum. He's been in politics here for 30 years, and he says the priorities for most Carroll County voters are still traditional conservative ones.
The pendulum always swings back and forth, but I feel like Carroll County generally tends to be, you know, they don't want an income tax, they don't want a sales tax, they expect cost-effective and efficient government.
Bradley predicts Democratic presidential candidates can campaign all they like in Wolfboro, but come the general election, Republicans will still win Carroll County. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.